This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As fighting eases between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeast Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism Friday that a deal between Turkey and the United States would hold. VOA's Steve Herman has more from the White House.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan and Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is backing his acting chief of staff after remarks Thursday that undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to persuade lawmakers to back a Brexit withdrawal agreement he signed with the European Union ahead of a special session in the British Parliament scheduled for Saturday. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Demonstrators demanding Catalonia's independence and the release of separatist leaders from prison jammed downtown Barcelona Friday night as the northeastern Spanish region endured its fifth straight day of unrest. The demonstrations were mostly peaceful, though police did clash with a few hundred young protesters who hurled bottles, eggs, and paint at the gates of the police headquarters in the city center. Demonstrators burned large trash containers before police responded with rubber bullets and tear gas. Around 400 people, roughly half of them police officers, have been injured and 128 arrested since separatist sentiment surged on Monday. That was when the Supreme Court sentenced 9 separatist politicians and activists to lengthy prison terms. Hong Kong is bracing for a 20th straight weekend of anti-government protests after this week revealed that both sides are digging in. Protesters say they won't back down from their 5 demands of Hong Kong's government, and the city's chief executive said she would make no concession to demonstrators. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
As Hong Kong approaches its 20th straight week of anti-government protests, it's clear that no one is budging one inch. The city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has held firm against the protests, provoking calls for her resignation. And protesters are refusing to back down from their 5 demands, which include universal suffrage, an investigation of police violence, amnesties for protesters, and the full official withdrawal of the spark that lit the fires of dissent at the beginning of this year, a now-withdrawn extradition bill that would allow mainland China to try people arrested in Hong Kong. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
A down day on Wall Street with all 3 major indices finishing the week on the lower side. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.